My Turf's on Ice. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goatley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. Winter weather normally does not allow for a lot of discussion regarding topics for our lawns, but I did get an excellent question recently from a gentleman that thought his neighbor was being either incredibly vain or paranoid, maybe both. And it was all in regards to his efforts to keep people off of his tall fescue lawn when there was frost or ice on the turf. I had to laugh because I had just gone through the same discussion myself with my kids following a late January ice storm in southwest Virginia. Most early rising golfers in the Mid-Atlantic have experienced frost delays at the golf course in either early spring or late fall. These delays are intended to prevent damage to the playing surface that would be caused by either foot or cart traffic. The neighbor that was out to protect his lawn was simply applying the same principle. Trafficking frost or ice-covered turf usually results in extensive physical breaking of the leaves. The internal pipelines of the leaves, the xylem and phloem tissues that are involved in moving water, nutrients, and carbohydrates around in the plant, are usually severed when traffic is applied to ice-covered foliage. The damaged turf leaves don't fall away completely from the stem, but instead slowly turn brown and die. You'll likely see visible damage from the traffic. It'll be in the form of, say, footprints. Maybe it's paw prints from pets or wild animals, something along this line. You'll see that damage within a few days, and the evidence of the traffic turf will remain for several weeks until new leaves form later in the spring. For those of us with cool season grasses, that can mean living with the damage well into April or May in Virginia. The good news is that the damage is primarily cosmetic and does not impact the overall survival of your lawn. What about traffic and snow cover? Are there any concerns here? Sure, repeated sledding over an area has got to be imparting some wear and compaction to that part of the lawn, but the damage is usually not as acute as is seen with traffic on frost or ice-covered turf. It's just human nature. A couple of inches of snow anywhere near a hillside, and somebody's going to pay you a visit with a sled. So why not get out there with the kids and enjoy a good snow event yourself, and have a clear conscience in regards to what's happening to your lawn? Has this podcast been of benefit to you? Do you have ideas for other topics that you would like to hear covered? If so, please contact us and complete the survey that is found on this webpage. And are you looking for more information on lawn and landscape management? Well, be sure to contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office because they've got plenty of the latest information that is available to you upon request.